Edison. That's right. That is my real name, Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots. And we all need to connect the dots with all this stupid stuff that's going on in this world and all these dangerous things that are happening around us. Love is the answer, the key to solving all of this. But it's awfully hard for people to be loving when they're being confronted with all kinds of confrontations purposely put against them. It's the last day of February, February 29th. That makes this a leap year. So the mainstream news media is trying to call it a leap day. And of course, if you're in New York City like I am, or maybe somewhere else around the globe, it's already March 1st. Yeah, if you're in Cali, California, it's still February 29th. How about that? Day to be born on. You only have to celebrate your birthday once every 4 years. So, if you're 100, you can say, hey, I've only celebrated 25 birthdays. Well, so much for that. All I gotta say is, hey, they're turning on the 5G everywhere. People, you better get yourself a microwave meter and find out what a dangerous situation you're living in. This system, these frequencies are harmful. It's been proven scientifically already. Though the stupid people in government don't know that. And they have no interest in stopping it. And it's going to be turned on here, on there. It's going to be turned on in your town the next day. And then you're going to be subjected to harmful, more harmful. All cell phone radiations are harmful, but the 5G is like 1,000 times more powerful than the 4G. I mean, it's really bad. Hey, there's a guy up there who's had a video out for a couple of years now, Kevin Modis, M-A-T-T, I think, U-S, M-O-T-T-U-S, Kevin Modis. The 1 hour and 6 minute, he has several of them out there, but the 1 hour and 6 minute YouTube, you gotta watch it and find out what real scientists know about this dangerous 5G. And you gotta start fighting for your life. The politicians are throwing you under the bus. They don't care because the telecommunications companies have bribed them sufficiently that they want to pretend none of this is happening, even though it's going to harm them too, and their families, and their pets. And that's right, it'll harm your pets too. This is assault, a direct assault upon humanity. It's been intentional from the beginning, 5G as a weapon. And they're using it, it's a silent weapon, and they're using it to sicken and kill you. You need to hear this. I hate to keep talking about it every week, but this is the reality we're in. People, it's time for the revolution, as the saying goes. You know, you have to, people need to get together in groups and start making some justice for themselves. That is one of my songs. Hey, just in case you didn't realize, I am a singer-songwriter, and one of my most important social commentary songs is a song called Ain't No Justice. And in that song, I make the statement, well, you must have figured out by now that there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself, I can tell you this. And it goes on to mention all things related to that. And it's in song form. That's right. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. So don't think the politicians, the so-called, well, they are the lawmakers, don't think they're going to help you. They have thrown you under the bus already, and they want to pretend that this isn't happening, but it's happening. And if you've been paying attention to the coronavirus, you know, Corona, what was that? Somewhere, where is that? That invented somewhere in Queens. You know, Queens is a neighborhood in, I mean, Corona is a neighborhood in Queens, for those of you who don't know New York City. But this coronavirus, it's got to be man-made, just like the AIDS was man-made and the Ebola. These are the mad scientists who work for the New World Order, and they're hyping this up all over the mainstream media to get you ready to roll up your sleeve and accept the poisonous vaccine. Only all vaccines are poisonous. Well, just fine. Once you investigate the ingredients, you'll say, what are you, out of your freaking mind? You want me to stick the stuff in my body? And the crazy doctors say, yes, we do. And we've got mad scientists and crazy doctors all willing to stick you with needles filled with poison. You have to resist this. I don't care what anybody says. There is no common sense to vaccines. Anybody who tries to justify it does not know anything, really, is very poor, let's say, very poorly educated about how the human body works. And I'll make this forth the statement that the only reason they've had any success with vaccines is the placebo effect. And the placebo effect has been proven to be real. If you believe it's going to work, it'll work. And it all has to do with your belief. We're living in a very monitored system, whether you know it or not. This is physical reality, sometimes referred to as the third dimension of the 12 basic dimensions. Each dimension has vibrational parameters, and it's also been revealed lately that we as human beings have come from the higher dimensions, and we volunteer to be born into this world to experience it, knowing that our minds will be white blank about where we really came from. Of course, that's where, when we pass away in this world, we go back to where we came from, the heavenly realms. And there's all kinds of bad tricks out there by the dark side. They want to trap you from returning, even. Not only do they keep you in ignorance your whole life here, we've all been subjected to this, but the truth is finally coming out about all of this, and it's going to culminate with this thing called the event, where the higher living systems, the faster vibrating living systems, the Galactic Federation of Light, are going to land their spacecraft and their motherships on planet Earth, and they're going to give us the goodies. Energy systems, replicators that can replicate physical matter objects, just like in Star Trek, and those healing pyramids, you know, the ones that you just lay on a bed of crystals inside a giant pyramid frame, and it reconnects your body into a perfect working body, reconnects you through the dimensions through your higher self, and we've been promised that. Supposedly they're selling them on Earth already at a ridiculous price of $25,000. I know, you know, there's just some things these galactic people don't understand. average people can't afford $25,000. And you really, you want one. Everybody wants one of these things. And supposedly they're going to be giving us those goodies, these healing pyramids, frame pyramids. Yeah, you can make your own, but the ones that they're talking about have to be activated. So I hear, I don't know, maybe, I mean, in theory, a frame pyramid should activate itself automatically. I mean, I've worked with pyramids already, and you just make them, and they automatically work. Maybe that's a con they're giving us, that it has to be activated. I don't know. I mean, it certainly doesn't cost $25,000 to build a frame pyramid and load it with some nice crystals to lay on in the middle of it. But that's what the deal is going on right now. The good person to follow in relation to this is on Twitter. It's somebody called at Cobra Info 1, the numeral 1. Cobra Info 1. That Twitter site is a representation of supposedly the Galactic Federation and what's called the Resistance. And you can get a lot of interesting information regarding to what's about to happen, the upcoming event, when they're going to land the spacecraft, there's going to be full disclosure. Of course, there's a lot of red flags going on. You have to decide this for yourself. You know, as with anything, sometimes there's a lot of good people working in an organization, but the people at the top are the crooks. You know, just like governments, they're all crooked. A lot of good people working for governments, lower positions, but the top key people, they're all being mind-controlled. The New World Order rules our world from behind the scenes. It's a group of humans, extraterrestrials, and maybe even some demonic energies are the controllers of our world. Hey, listen. If you, the listener, has anything to say, hey, pick up that cell phone that you have attached to yourself 24/7 and call in. This is a call-in radio show. You have the opportunity to call into this show live right now and share some important information, because we're in the changeover point from going, the planet Earth is going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And we, the human race, need to ascend into the fifth dimension along with Mother Earth. This has been the plan. And it has to be finalized before July of 2025, so they say. And they left themselves a 50-year gap to do this. And if this isn't waiting until the last minute, I don't know what is. But you need to inform yourself. Don't just take my word for all this stuff. Start looking into it. And then understand that your participation is needed in this. Pleiadians keep asking us, the Pleiadians, you know, those are the beings from this star group of stars in the sky. You can see them if you look up. It looks like a tiny, tiny dipper in the sky, similar to the Big Dipper, but it's tiny. And it's a cluster of stars. But you can spot it at night. If you find out what it looks like and look in the sky, assuming your sky is not covered with chemtrails, that's the other killer thing they have going against us. You know, chemtrails, 5G, tainted vaccines, fluoride in the water, yeah, fluoride's turning your pineal gland into a rock, making it worthless. You know, your pineal gland is a 108-faceted pine cone shaped. That's what they call it, the pineal gland. Sometimes I say it incorrectly, though I've never seen the correct pronunciation. But I guess I have to assume it's pineal gland because it resembles a pine cone. If you don't know what a pine cone is, well, maybe you better take a walk out there in nature and find and see it. Of course, you can Google it. But it'd be better that you spend time in nature instead of in front of the Google screen. That's another problem. AI is, you know, wants us to be their servants, like in the Matrix. You know, we are in a matrix of a sort. Some of us, most of us, are still asleep. But this is the time to wake up. And if you're listening to this radio show, hey, hopefully you're going to grasp some of what I'm saying and put it into practical use and start waking yourself up. You know, there's no magic pill like in the movie. You have to wake yourself up. You have to respond to the information that's out here and make an intentional gesture, make an intentional movement, or set forth an agenda with your mind to free yourself from the over-controlling of government and other bad characters out there that want to manipulate everything that you do, think, and say. And artificial intelligence is part of that. They're one of the players out there. That's it, artificial intelligence. They have their own agenda in controlling mankind. And then there's the bankers and the Illuminati and the Anunnaki. And people like Bill Gates, Bill the Devil Gates, who's going full steam ahead with people with tainted viruses, destroying their lives, and trying to promote viruses, which really are illogical, and for many reasons. Yeah, that's what all this hype about the coronavirus is, because they want everyone to get so panicky that they're going to be willing to take a government vaccine. And, of course, in some places, they'll try to make this mandatory. And they're counting on the general population to be gutless and listen to every stupid thing they tell them. Well, I'm telling you, don't listen to what your government is talking to you about. You can't trust your government anymore. I don't care what country you're in. You can't, including the United States, you can't trust your government anymore. They're in bed with all the crooks and evil creatures that want to destroy humanity. That's right. They are. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but talk about the U.S. Congress. Jeez. If there's five decent people in the whole Congress, that's a lot out of 500. And there's 535 people, not even including the executive branch. And it's filled with a bunch of crooks, bribe takers. In America, most of us knew this that when we were growing up. The youth generation of today, the new teenagers, the new kids in their 20s, they don't understand how crooked government is or why people get into politics. It's all about money and power. How can, and you got to wonder, how can the people in America be so stupid to listen to a clown like Bernie Sanders? A communist, a socialist. His heroes are Castro and other despicable people. And he's conning all you young people that don't have common sense, that he's offering you something. He's offering you nothing. He's offering you hell. And you just look around what happened to all the countries that that tried to become socialists or communists. They all went through hell. And some of them are still going through hell. And they begged hard, never even came close to what a capitalist country is. Of course, you know, capitalism could be a better, a fairer capitalistic system, but it has to do with the ethics of the people in it and who's still pulling the strings and running the shows. When you allow the bankers to run the show, of course, there's going to be a lot of disparity between the rich and the poor. And again, you, the people, have to take command of the situation. You have no control over your government. They've been lying to you for God knows how long. You know, they tell you you have the power of the vote. Well, that power has even been taken away from you, because with the electronic machines, they can discredit your vote. Just like opening a window and throwing out the trash. That's how much they think of your vote. All the elections are manipulated with the electronic machines. It's a stupid idea to begin with. That's why they went to the electronic machines. They tell you, oh, it's convenient. Well, the real reason is it gives both, in America, it gives both the Democrats and the Republicans the opportunity to fix the election. That's right. They can fix the election to get the electoral votes. There's another joke, electoral votes. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The system is no effing good. You know, it was originated back in the at the beginning of America, where the common people weren't that educated. The idea of the electoral votes was, if there's too many stupid people voted for too many stupid candidates, it wouldn't be good. So they had an override system where the educated people, who were the founders of our Constitution, saw that you know, the people weren't voting sensibly. They had the opportunity with the electoral votes to override the will of the people. You know, that's how our democracy started off. It made a little sense back then. It also made sense to have a republic where, you know, there wasn't mass transportation, there wasn't mass media, and it wasn't possible for all the citizens to get down to the government, whether they were seated in Philadelphia, New York, or Washington. So it made sense back then. But today, the government is the least educated of the people. The general population knows way more than what the government people know. So for the government to have a right to override a popular vote victory by anyone, which was the last election too, by the way, the it doesn't make any sense. The system needs to be scrapped. You know, we're talking about people in government. They're basically idiots now. They can't be trusted to override our popular vote. No siree. And sure, there's still, you know, there'll always be a certain percentage of people in the general population that we could say are not, don't know how to add two and two to get four, but the people in our Congress are the dumbest of the dumb. Yes, they are. All they know how to do is get out there and grandstand in front of the TV cameras and promise you everything, and in reality have no way of realistically getting you what they're promising you. Plus, they all lie to you about health care. You know, they keep talking about health care, and they have no idea what real health care is. Real health care has nothing to do with pharmaceutical concoctions. And all the health care plans and all the health care insurance is all based around pharmaceutical concoctions that don't really heal you. They just cover up the symptoms. And, you know, there's a few good things, you know, that possibly after the government that the health care system can do. We do. Yeah, sure, operations cost a lot of money. But you wouldn't need operations if we had real health care because everybody would be healthy, you know? The way the plan works is, you know, and how it's gotten to where it's all about money again, you know? You're born into this world. The government starts infecting you from birth by giving you as a child poisonous vaccines, and it continues. Now everyone is subjected to the dangerous microwaves. Everyone is subjected to the chemtrails destroying the air we breathe. Everyone is subjected to the water being poisoned. Everyone is subjected to GMOs, genetically modified food. And everybody's being subjected to the antibiotics they give the cattle and stuff like that, and animals that get slaughtered. And it's just a big mess, and it's all designed, all of these bad things are designed to get you to sick, to be sick, and then you go to your so-called health care plan, which is going to walk you down the path of pharmaceutical hell and poison you further with concoctions that just cover up the the symptoms, but don't really heal you, and they all have bad side effects. And this is the insanity that's the world is running. And you, the people, have to speak up. You have to. There has to be some kind of a revolution against this insanity that's going on. You know, I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Magna Carta. You need to read it. Documents, I don't know, it's 12, 15 A.D. in England, and it was the first long before our Declaration of Independence, it was a declaration of the rights that people have by just being a human being, and the right to, for a legal rebellion. It's in the Magna Carta, and this is a document that empowers you, the people, to rebel against this insanity that our government in the U.S. is imposing upon our people. We have a government that is a slave at the wheel, that throws us under the bus whenever they get a chance, stabs us in the back whenever they get a chance, and as long as they're getting plenty of bribe money, they don't give a crap what happens to you. This is the bottom line truth. But you, the people, we have to get some unity here, you know? It might start with the people on your block or something like that. What are you going to do when some stupid jerk in the government and in the U.S. government start saying mandatory taxations, and they send the stormtrooper police, which probably won't even be local police, it'll probably be NATO NATO guys with machine guns, or hired Chinese assassins with machine guns, and they'll be coming from house to house and trying to force you to take a vaccine, you know? And if you have a gun, let me tell you, hold on to your gun. In fact, go out and buy some more guns, because this is what's coming. This is on the menu. They're going to try to trick you and bully you into taking poisonous vaccines, which will kill you in a short amount of time, or literally sicken you to death. And they're going to do this. Don't kid yourself that they're not. And this coronavirus is leading right up to that. And the stupid politicians will tell you, no, I have the authority to order you to take this vaccine. you know, and people, because there's just so many sheeple out there, they're just going to get in line and allow doctors to kill them with needles and poisons being injected into their body. And yes, the vaccines will be doubly taken. This is what the whole scare, coronavirus scare thing is about, to get you so fearful that you're willing to take a chance on a vaccine. You don't know what the hell's in that thing, that needle the doctors give you, nor does he. You know, they make them up at some factory, and you can be damn sure the factory will have some new employees right before they start making this stuff to taint. They'll be paid big money to taint the vaccines with too much poison that nobody can handle. And then all of a sudden, people will be getting sick and dying, and then somebody will say, oh, what happened, you know? As if we couldn't see this happen. Well, most people won't see it happen, but you ought to be listening to what I'm saying. This is what they're going for. They're going for martial law, where they're going to order you to basically kill yourself, because you're going to be bullied and made fearful to say, okay, doc, give me the deal. There'll be people asking for the vaccines, because the people are like that. You know, there's too many trusting people. They don't understand that government is evil. You know, at certain points in time in history, governments actually did something for the general population, but those days are really gone, you know, because there is no ethics anymore, and it's all about money. So you can't trust the government people, the people that don't even know what's going on. All they know is to say what the teleprompter tells them to say and do what the bribe money has instructed them to do. And there's your average politician. It's not just here in America. Look at what's happening in Great Britain. Just go on the Internet, go on Twitter. They've gotten rid of free speech already in Britain. Can you believe that? Pretty much so. You can't criticize the criminals anymore. That's right. You can't criticize the criminals, or they'll arrest you and spend 90 days in jail for criticizing criminals, you know? The poor English white girls are being raped by Muslim migrants. That's right. In the Muslim community, it's okay to rape women, yeah. You know, they don't want, not all the males participate, but there's a large percentage of Muslim males that go around and rape gangs and raping poor innocent English girls. And they think they have a license to rape any woman that isn't a Muslim. Well, so much for that, their so-called religion of peace. You read their book. It's a horror story. Promotes torture, promotes stoning of people, promotes cutting off of their hands, promotes beating your wife, all kinds of evil things. And they say, well, God instructs you to do this, sure. Yeah. The real God doesn't do those things. If you're in England, you criticize the Muslims, you're going to go to jail for that. Even though they're committing all the crimes, basically, in England right now, and they're going around knifing people. You know, if you're not a Muslim, they want to kill you. It's in their book. You know, you got to read their book, and you'll see it's a horror story. How can these people will never get along with anybody, let alone, especially not Christians, because they want everybody to be like them, accept all this evil as normal, subject women to second-class citizenship. Women are not even considered human. They're like animals, to property, to be owned, used, and abused, and kept in the back room with a veil on. You know, all these crazy things that goes on once you start investigating it. And that's it. That's how far the insanity has gone in England. You can talk about these criminal types that have come to England and they're taking over. They have their daytime prayers 5 times a day. They got microphones way above. On the internet, you'll hear them. It sounds like they're broadcasting 10 times the decibel limit, and they're getting away with it. They have prayers in the middle of the street. They block traffic, and they're getting away with it, you know? And they're actually trying to indoctrinate English children into accepting their Islamic ways in public school. This is insane, you know? So we're not that insane in America, but I'm just showing you that this is what's going on. And it's all leading up to trouble. How much of this can we take, you know? And you, the people, you, the listeners, you have to understand, nobody is going to solve some of these issues for you. Your participation is needed in solving this, you know? And protests are not enough. There has to be physical actions taken to get the justice that we all want and need. What those physical actions are, we need to discuss that in groups and find out who's ready to take a stand and what is our stand going to be and what physical actions are we going to take. Because simply registering your complaint with the government in a protest is nowhere. Look what's going on in France. They've been protesting, the firemen and the farmers have been protesting for over a year. Every weekend, and sometimes every day. And what does the French government do? They send out the mercenaries, the goon squads, to beat the hell out of the protesters. What is happening right now? How much of this are we supposed to take? You know, and that jerky leader of France, yeah, he's a jerk. But I don't even want to mention his name. You know, he doesn't deserve to have a name, and that's a despicable human being. This is how he listens to the French citizens that he is supposed to be serving. He sends out his stormtroopers in full gear with helmets and nightsticks, and you name it. They're like some kind of Planet of the Apes army. And he sends them out there to beat the crap out of the protesters. That's how he responds to protesters. What do we got going here in the U.S.? Where's the police when the Antifa hoodlums show up? Why aren't they arresting them? Why are they ignoring this? Well, it has to be some chain of command thing. Yeah, chain of command systems are being used against all of us. And all the New World Order has to do, they're behind all of this, is basically mind control the captains of the police forces, and they tell their policemen, let these Antifa people beat everybody up and get away with it. Be blocks away so you don't have to come in and get your pants dirty or something. This is what's going on. You know, police departments, if you're not doing what you should be doing, if you're not really serving the will of the people and you're just serving your captain, we don't need your kind, period. You know? In fact, give your guns over us to us and we'll protect ourselves. That's it. We don't need police, special police to protect us. Well, we'd be better off protecting ourselves because there's too many of you who are not doing your job, or you're looking the other way, or you want to arrest people for speaking the truth, you know. But when it comes time to apprehending the real criminals, you want to be far away so you don't have to get your hands dirty. Well, that's where it is right now, not where it's getting. It is there. And sure, there's a lot of good policemen out there, but still, You know, if your captain is telling you to do things that you in your heart know doesn't make any sense, and you need to not follow those orders. Remember the Nazis? Yeah, I killed people because I was ordered to do that, you know? Well, we're getting back to that situation again. You know, we the people have to stand up against fake authorities. And like I said, the Magna Carta gives us the right to do that. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008, or I could read it as 888-627-6008. And of course, if you went to BBS Radio, and you might be listening to BBS Radio, they'll have the call-in number posted up there for Station 1. Yes, this show is on Station 1. Probably know that already, but I just had to say it again because it's the truth. The old saying, the truth shall make us free. Well, I do my share of bringing out the truth. But if you don't respond to the truth, you're still in the matrix. What can I tell you? You just don't realize it. You know, that's why the truth gets spoken, to wake people up, to understand, hey, you know, you can't be a passive bystander anymore. You know, Pink Floyd had a, if you know the band Pink Floyd, they had a famous song where they say, it's not okay just to stand there and stare. That's the way it is. It's not okay. And it's not okay to believe Bernie Sanders either. It's not okay to vote for the Democrats because they're all losers. Everybody that's been on that stage trying to jump through the hoops or whatever to get your attention so they can be the president of the United States. They're all uneducated con artists or losers, whatever you want to classify them as, but they're not worthy of any presidential authority. They lack knowledge. They bullshit you. They lie to you. They're uneducated. And they're willing to throw their fellow Democrats under the bus just so they can be king of the hill. And the Republicans are not much better, really, but what can we say? If you live in America, you should know the truth about crooked politicians. They're all crooked, basically. And that's the sad story, you know. And part of the problem is Democrat and Republican parties. They're basically one party, where kind of like professional wrestling, you know. One year, they're the good guys. Next year, they're the bad guys. And they switch back and forth. The time that the word liberal was good. Now liberal is libtard. It was a time where conservative was bad. Now conservative is good. See, it's just like professional wrestling. The whole thing is a con game to get you, you know, and all these politicians are con artists. All they do is tell you lies, what they believe you want to hear, so you'll go, all they want is your vote. So they can get elected. Once they get elected, it's what I call free ride for 4 years, or in a sense, a free ride for 6 years. You don't have to do crap, you know? Read off the teleprompter screen, don't. When you have to talk publicly, and don't advocate anything that might cause you to lose votes in the next election, because that's how the game is played. Once you get elected, you want to ride the gravy train, as it's called, for the rest of your life. And we have some lifers there in the Congress. We have them over there in other countries, too. But that's the story. I think that's all the bad news that's going on, and there's plenty of it. There's going to be a lot of interesting things happening this year, and I'm just going to change direction on a dime here. You know, one of the most important things to happen in life is to have fun. Yeah, I've been having fun since a child, and when I became a teenager, man, did I really begin to have fun. And then when I got my driver's license, oh my God, the world was mine. And enjoying life. And then I started going to rock and roll concerts, and I got interested in music. I became a singer-songwriter. And then I got myself a camera. I became a video person. And right now I have 8 videos on YouTube. That's right. I'm going to just give you the names of them. So if you got a pencil and paper or a photographic memory, you'll know how you can go on YouTube and watch them. My favorite video out there is my movie, a 29-minute rock and roll documentary called Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell to key it up on your computer. You got to spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. My favorite video is Let Me Coax You On. Let Me Coax You On. That's it. Just go to YouTube, click on the music selection and the information bar at the top. Write in the words, Let Me Coax You On. It's a roller coaster ride of visual ride. You know, we could say Pink Floyd became the master of making videos to as background for their songs as they do it in their concerts. But I guarantee if you've seen Pink Floyd, you'll still be impressed with some of my videos, especially the one, Let Me Coax You On. It's a roller coaster ride of music. Some of the best guitar playing that you've ever heard in your life. Yeah? Jimi Hendrix wish he could come back from the dead and listen to this. That's how good it is. What about the great living guitarists of today? Yeah, Jimmy Page. Yeah, Jimmy Page, if you're out there, or somebody out there knows Jimmy Page, tell him to listen to Let Me Coax You On. You'll be impressed with the guitar playing. And Eric Clapton, if you're out there, you'll be impressed with the guitar playing on this great song that I wrote and recorded called Let Me Coax You On. Let me get the names of the other songs I have out there. I have one Play Another Party song tonight. Now, does that sound rock and roll, or doesn't it? Yeah, another excellent video. Well, all my videos, my YouTubes are excellent videos. I do all the editing, the camera work, etc. And sometimes I find interesting things that I can throw in that are in the public domain already, and I can utilize them to make my videos even better. But another song is Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? Well, you'll if you go to YouTube and watch that, Are You the Partying? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Are you the porky in kind? You watch that video, and then you'll know if you're the porky in kind or not, because it kind of gives you a lot of demonstrations, visual demonstrations of what it is to be the porky in kind. And as I end my show, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song every week on my show. Watch the whole thing, plus catch the lead guitar solo in the middle of the song, too. Plus, if you're a real musician, listen to the bass lines in that song. You know, I started off as a bass player, so when I have songs that have bass lines in them, the bass line is usually pretty good. Oh, my God, I had a cough. No, I don't have the coronavirus. Talk about panic. There was somebody on TV the other day. He was, I don't know, one of those boats or something like that with his daughter on the trip. He didn't have the coronavirus, but somebody heard his daughter cough, and they immediately called the authorities and put him into quarantine just because his daughter made a simple little cough. That's how paranoid people are. Yes, they are. The So back to the songs. I've got another song called I Gotta Be Somebody, and that's the song you hear at the end of my show, if you listen to the end of my show, where I sing it. You know, it's my anthem to being somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Well, I got the video out there, and like I said before, at the end, it almost sounds like a horse galloping away, and in my video, I do have the horses galloping away at the end. And if you listen to the background singing in that particular song at the end of the song, sounds almost like the Famous Monkees. So you'll see a little clip of them in the video as if they were the ones singing in the background. Then I have another great song, I Want You to Be My Idol. It's one of the few videos I have out there that I'm not in it, but it's my music. Some great guitar playing at the end, and just a great song, you know. But the video is entertaining, too. Then I got another one. It's called I'm Gonna See My Girlfriend. I'm gonna, G-O-N-N-A, I'm gonna see my girlfriend. And a basic rock and roll song. If you're a guitar player, you'll notice the interesting, unique riff I have in that in that song. It's one of a kind. And after that, as a little added feature, after the song. The song's only two minutes, I think, in long. There's an interview where I just I get all these compliments from the interviewer, and then followed by me buying the zebra car that shows up in the video, which is a kind of amusing thing. You got to listen to the commentary. It's entertaining. That's the point. So all my videos out there are entertaining. They're not boring, and they're worth watching. And the trick is, if you're watching one of my videos, when it gets to the end, if you look, if you're on the small screen, go back. If you jump to the full screen at the end, go back to the small screen that you pick it up on when you go to YouTube, and you'll see an icon of me there to the lower left of the screen. I'm the guy with the sunglasses on, yeah. And probably has my name next to it, too. You just click on that icon, and then you'll have all eight of my videos in a row, and you can just press play all, and you will be entertained throughout those videos. Guaranteed. When I make something, I make it entertaining. That's the whole point of it. Make it entertaining, give people a good time, and while we're having fun, we're enjoying life, an important part of life. What's it? Let me see another title I got. Yeah, I have my semi-version of It's All Over Now, a famous Rolling Stones song from way back. And I'm singing along with the Rolling Stones. Really? To key that up, you key in It's All Over Now, and then in parentheses, Tom Edison singing with the Stones. You got to put that in. So it takes you right there to mine, because there's a lot of It's All Over Now redos, remakes, etc., etc. You'll hear me. You'll watch me entertain you while singing along with the Rolling Stones in that video. That's it. It's All Over Now, and in parentheses, Tom Edison singing with the Stones. And the machine will take you right there. And in between the beginning and the end is one of my short little songs that I've mixed in there, which is also entertaining. You Didn't Care About Me. And that's why it's all over now. Because you didn't hear about me. But to look that up, you got to punch in. You got to key in the words, It's All Over Now, and in parentheses, Tom Edison singing with the Stones. Do I have any other songs out there? I don't know. Pretty soon I'll have a couple more up here. When you have that many videos out there, sometimes you lose track of what you got, but of all the stuff you have out there. But it's worth looking into. It's all free, too. You know? Go to YouTube, free. I guarantee if you, a lot of them you'll want to watch again. They're that entertaining. And what can I say? As far as my music goes, to buy it, CD, the link to the CD Baby Music Store is on BBS Radio. Go to BBS Radio, look up my show. I'm on Station 1, Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Name of the show, Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show, and you'll quickly find the CD Baby link, where you can buy any one of my songs for 99 cents to download it, you know. And poor CD Baby gives you 29-second preview of each song. But there's a way, actually, you can listen to some of the songs, the whole song, totally free. If you really want to know how to do that, well, this is a call-in radio station. You call in, and I'll tell you live over the air how to do that. Otherwise, you'll have to settle for the 29 seconds at the CD Baby Music Store. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. You know, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. If you know anybody who has a telephone and knows how to use it, ask them to call in, and assuming they have something to say. You know, that's important. This is a live radio show. It would be silly to call up and have nothing to say. And usually the people that do call up, they have a lot to say, because there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that need to be talked about, because I'll say it again, we've got to save ourselves, people. You know, don't think Superman's going to show up and save the day. By the time the Galactic Federation gets here, you know, millions more will be dead probably, because the New World Order is hell-bent on depopulating humanity, and they're using some dangerous tools to do it. They have no mercy. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. And for you listeners that might be listening the first time, you're going to hear, after the countdown, you hear the 30-second lead guitar solo of my song, A New Party in Kind. Now you can go watch it on YouTube, the whole song. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's also on YouTube as a video for you to watch. Okay, it's my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. Don't you want to be somebody? Here we go, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I'm on the...
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.